The 7th Annual Made in Maine Gift Guide. Sure feels like the holiday season out there today, doesn't it? What a great day to snuggle up under a nice blanket on the couch and, well, make some lists, such as a list of presents to buy for loved ones this year. Or maybe you're already at the computer doing a little online shopping. In either case, we have some ideas for you. I'm Jennifer Rooks. We are on our 7th year now of compiling the Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide, featuring local shops, artisans, experiences, and more. We invite you to call us with your ideas and also post on our Facebook page or send us an email. What are you giving this holiday season? Maine Calling is next, but first, this news. From the Maine Public Radio studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. With many of us snowed in, what better time than now to turn to one of our more popular shows, our annual Made in Maine Gift Guide. It is our 7th year doing this program. We look forward to hearing gift suggestions. We'll be gathering all of your recommendations and putting together a guide that we will make available in a few days. But for now, we're going to turn to our panelists. Joining me in our studio, Mary Alice Scott. She is Executive Director of Portland by Local. Maddie Purcell is the founder of, is it pronounced Feud Kitchen? Feud Kitchen, a Portland, and the reason I ask is it's not F-E-U-D, it's F-Y-O-O-D Kitchen, a Portland cooking competition startup and the producer of the Experience Maine Gift Guide, which highlights the variety and quality of giftable experiences right here in Maine. And Brian Kevin, the editor-in-chief of Down East Magazine. New title. Congratulations, Brian.
Thanks.
As always, we want to hear from you. Do you know of a local product or service you'd like to recommend? Are you a craftsperson? If so, please share your story with us, or just your products. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. Already, our Maine Calling Facebook post for today's program is full of gift suggestions. So even if you don't have something to post under our comments, just go to the page and start scrolling through and seeing what people are suggesting. There are already terrific ideas there. And we'll continue to add to that Facebook post between the emails and the calls and the Facebook post. Our executive producer, Jonathan Smith, will be collating it all into a list. Each year that list gets longer, so it takes a little longer to put together, but you might want to just get out a pen and paper today. So I'm especially grateful to all of you being here in this storm. And Brian, you had a little bit of a journey coming here today.
I had a 40-minute detour in a ditch outside of Brunswick.
You're okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, it was delightful. I checked some emails. It's just part of living in Maine.
Oh, my goodness. And you weren't the only one, I hear.
It was
a part of a little dance of all of you going
there
in the ditch.
There were quite a few on the way down, and I watched a fellow going northbound land in the ditch almost simultaneously to me landing in the ditch southbound.
So. All right. So if you're listening to Maine Calling from the car, be
drive careful.
Careful.
Yeah.
Yes. Even more carefully. As I say to my kids, you think you're going slowly, go more slowly. Even more slowly than that. But let me start by asking you, Mary Alice, have you started your shopping yet?
Oh my gosh, I have not. I have a list that I start to curate. So I take notes in my iPhone. And I take little notes that I jot down, but I don't start the actual shopping until after Thanksgiving. I'm focused on the recipes right now.
Okay. What about you, Maddie? Have you started?
I haven't started officially, but a couple of years ago, I found myself getting anxious around this holidays and wondering if I had enough time. So I started doing like a monthly check-in to see if people had mentioned things they wanted or, you know, shown interest in something. So through the whole year, I'm thinking of it at this point.
All right. So if I'm your loved ones, starting about October, November, I start dropping hints. Is that about right?
Drop the hint whatever time of the year you want.
And Brian, what about you? Have you started?
No, I don't know what kind of sociopath starts shopping for gifts before like December 14th. That is not my style.
Oh, before you have December 14th.
You have to soak it all in for a few weeks and then do it in one big burst. That's my attitude.
Oh, my goodness. I have a sister-in-law who has it all done in October. I admire her a great deal. Isn't that impressive?
Yes.
I don't know if it is.
It's something.
It's something.
You think the panic is part of the experience?
Yeah.
So before we get to suggestions, I also want to ask you all, and Mary Alice, I'll start with you again, and I know this is kind of a big question, so you can fudge a little bit, but what is the best gift you've ever given?
Wow, that I've given. Oh my gosh. I actually think experiences are some of the best gifts that I've given. So my husband and I really like to go to concerts, so I one year gave him tickets to see the Pixies, who were coming on tour at the State Theater. This was like 10 years ago when Kim Deal was actually touring with them, as well as tickets to see the Flaming Lips. He was in law school at the time, and they were during the middle of the week. So he only went to one of the concerts, and I got to take my friend to the other, and it was amazing. It ended up being a gift for me also because I got to go to both these concerts, even though he only got to go to one. But it was an amazing gift that we still talk about. He loved it.
Okay. What about you, Maddie?
Mine's experience-based, too. One time my sister was studying abroad and traveling home for the holidays, and I managed to do a surprise layover in London. It was, you know, an extremely exciting gift compared to most of them I've given, but stopped by Westminster Chapel for Christmas, service, and then it was a surprise to my parents that I was bringing her home. So the experience plus the actual loved one being there was a win.
Okay, Brian, your turn. And I know you're knitting your brow, so you're thinking hard. I can tell.
Because you can tell I'm a great gift giver by my previous response. I've given first editions of books a time or two that I managed to register that are important to somebody, but you know they don't make a big deal out of it. And just they say, how did you know I love this? And then, you know, anything I think that shows somebody you've been listening and paying attention is often a really great gift.
Okay, so you all are all here because you are sort of in the business of thinking about Maine-made gifts. Brian, why don't I start with you? What is Down East Magazine doing this year around Maine gifts, Maine-made gifts?
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, we redesigned the magazine earlier this year, and we launched a department in the front that's called Good Things from Maine, and so it has to do with material culture, and it covers makers and merchandise and arts and artisans. And so we've got a couple of cool listicles and roundups in the current December issue. We also have a whole retail division of the company now that I don't have a lot to do with, but they're doing a great job where they're actually partnering with different artists and artisans and makers, and at shop.downeast.com and in our store in Rockport, doing little events. There's a holiday fair on December 1st, and kind of curating a bunch of these great Maine-made everything from wooden oyster serving trays that I love and gave as wedding gifts this year, to pottery, to jewelry, to everything else. So, and then sort of telling some of the stories of these guys, because that's kind of what we're good at. So shop.downeast.com turns out to be a pretty cool thing that they've gotten up and running.
Mary Alice, what is Portland Buy Local doing this year?
So every year we put together a holiday gift guide that is on our website now. It's portlandbylocal.org, and it has over 50 ideas from Portland-based organizations. And our membership is extremely varied, so it's a wide variety of anything from food. We have amazing Dean Sweets, caramel sauces, and really decadent items, and then a wide variety of beverages. So if you want to give the consumables, we have a lot of options for that, and then a lot of experiences as well. A lot of kind of fitness things. So there's a lot of local, the Maine Island Trail is you can give a gift membership for folks to kind of go out and experience the coastal waterways here in Maine. So on portlandbylocal.org, we have, 50 different local gift items, ranging from the little tiny stocking stuffers to big splashy gifts.
And I have a news release that this is Shop Local Saturday this Saturday. And next Saturday, the 16th.
The 24th.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. The...
Today's
press release was dated the 16th. Okay, it's been quite a week here at Maine Public. But it's the 24th, but because of all the road construction, you're kind of working with that, right?
Yeah, so we heard a lot from a couple of different neighborhoods that really had been affected by construction during the prime time of their when they would normally kind of go from red to black. And so we created a Buy Local Bingo on Washington Avenue. And so on Shop Local Saturday, which is the Saturday after Black Friday, I'm calling it the antidote to Black Friday, you'll be able to go around Inner Washington Avenue and then explore, because that neighborhood has really blossomed and has just an unbelievable number of vibrant local shops. So you can get handmade jewelry. You can get local drinks, and then there's an amazing number of local restaurants. So we're kind of promoting that neighborhood as well as Woodford's Corner, which has just wrapped up their construction too.
Okay, Maddie, tell me about a welcome to Maine Calling. Tell me about Fiud Kitchen and tell me about the list that you put together. I know they're two different enterprises, but kind of related.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. So the Experience Maine Gift Guide definitely came out of running Fiud Kitchen, which is an experience. So it's cooking competition, parties, no experience required. And we've been doing that for 2 years, and each year around the holidays, we get a lot of inquiries. And we were looking around and noticing that there were a lot of great gift guides focusing on Made in Maine products, but there wasn't really that compilation specifically for experiences. And as those become more popular, nationwide, I wanted to highlight those in Maine, because there's such a variety of really, really cool providers. You know, across the state, there's basically something for everyone on your list.
So how does one find the list?
Go to experiencemaingiftguide.com.
Okay. And I want to go back to what you said, cooking competition parties.
It's a lot of fun.
It sounds a little dangerous.
We have a waiver. but yeah, we bring people into this beautiful professional kitchen. We run most of our events out of Fork Food Lab. And it's all about, we do mystery ingredient baskets. So pushing people out of their comfort zone, but also sort of flipping the script and saying you don't need any special experience to cook creatively and have fun with it.
Wow.
What happens if you win?
We have very special customized trophies. There's only one way you can get them. It's by winning. So.
Cool.
What happens if you lose?
You've still probably made something you never made before.
Nice.
But shame, though.
You come back next time.
On the line with us now, Laura Serino. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because she has been a guest on this very panel in past years. Now she joins us to talk about her new role as founder of Island Apothecary. Laura, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah, I got so jealous of all the amazing Maine makers that I've been writing about that I was like, you know what, I should start my own Maine made brand.
So what is Island Apothecary?
So we are a small batch organic skincare company. We're entirely women owned and operated. We're out on North Haven Island. And yeah, everything we make skincare products and gifts. And everything we make is made right here on North Haven and shipped from here and packaged here. So it's kind of a nice little island operation we've got going.
Okay, so tell me some other companies you want to talk about.
Yeah, so we actually this year we're putting together a really great little holiday gift with some other women-run Maine brands. It's our winter skin set, and it includes our floral body oil, which is one of our best sellers, along with a soap that kind of smells like the Maine woods. It's called Forest Canopy, and it's from Green Granite Soap, and she operates on Vinyl Haven. And we also have a bath bomb from Miss Moonmaker, who runs her business out of Falmouth. So it's kind of a really great little gift to give anyone that needs a little pampering, a nice way to support, you know, local businesses and specifically some really cool women-owned ones.
So, Laura, have you started your shopping yet?
I have not started my shopping yet. But I will probably head over to the Down East shop and hang out with Brian for a little bit if he lets me.
Anytime, Laura.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. That was Laura Serino, founder of Island Apothecary. And we'll start with some of the calls coming in from the public. And we'll start with Andrew in Thomaston. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead. You're on Maine Calling.
Thanks for picking me up. We're a new shop called Moondance Art and Gifts. We've been open just a year, and we have a great selection of both Maine-made and regional arts and crafts, including my wife's art dolls, which are hand-sculpted porcelain dolls, can be seen on our Facebook page, and a number of local artists. And we also have a holistic apothecary. And we just want to invite people to come. Those who visited our shop have told us that we're the most unique shop in the Mid-Coast, and we'd like to create more of that good feeling here. And we invite everybody to come and shop.
Okay,
and
terrific. Andrew, I think the very top of your call got cut off. Is Moondance Art and Gifts right in Thomaston?
Yes, it is. It's in historic Thomaston on the corner of Main and Knox Street.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We'll move on to Peter, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Peter. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. Go ahead.
I was calling about my company. It's called Chew Me Cookies. I actually know Maddie, too.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? I make coconut macaroon cookies, and they come in two flavors. There's original flavor and chocolate chip and sunflower seeds. They're called Chew Me, C-H-O-O-M-I. and they're super healthy. There's no white sugar in them. There's no nuts. They're gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, so anybody in the family pretty much can eat them. And they're available at any Hannaford store all throughout the state of Maine, and they're also available at tons of independent local stores all throughout the state as well.
Great. Peter, how long have you been making and selling Chew Me cookies?
Well, it's a long, long story, but I've been making them for about 4 or 5 years. But the products that are in the stores now are new to the stores because the brand has gone through a bunch of changes. So this is kind of like the 2.0 version, and they're really good, and I really love the product and can't say enough great things about it.
I have eaten them more times than I can count, and I have given them as gifts more times than I can count. They are super delicious.
That's awesome, Maddie. Thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. And this is a trend. One of you used the word in the beginning of the program that I never heard used quite in this way, consumables. Mm. Consumables as gifts. So Chew Me cookies, some sounds like delicious consumables. We'll go to Garth in Holton.
Yeah.
Hi, Garth. Go ahead.
Well, hi there. I'm glad to be on with you. I started my own woodworking business about a year ago, and I was playing around with listening to Maine Public Classical while I'm woodworking on my phone, and I couldn't quite hear it well enough and wanted to design something to help it. So I engineered a little wooden box to set my phone into as a resonator, and it works so well that I've evolved it 6 times now through testing and design to come up with the Symphony Stand Mark VI. And I'm making those just as fast as I can, and I sell them online and on Etsy and at the Bangor Market right now on the Hogan Road.
Symphony Stand Mark VI?
Yeah, it's kind of an homage to the Iron Man suit, you know, may he rest in peace.
Well, Garth, I love your story, and I'm so glad that it was Maine Public Classical that inspired you to be so inventive.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. It just solved. I like to solve problems with wood, and that was the genesis of my whole company starting. I built a banana tree because I couldn't find one I liked, and now I make all kinds of things for the kitchen. But thanks for the technology to you know, wood in harmony with your technology is my slogan. I now make a tablet stand for recipe reading because a lot of people use my Symphony stands while they're cooking dinner to read recipes and listen to music. So I made one for a tablet. Also, and I haven't even got that on the site yet. It's selling so fast.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. So before we let you go, Garth, we need a weather report from Holton. What's it doing up there?
It's coming pretty good. The visibility is quite low, and I live in Orient down on East Grand Lake, so it should be an interesting drive home this evening.
Okay, well, be careful, and thanks so much for calling in. We'll try to squeeze in one more call before the break. We've got Sandra in Wayne. Hi, Sandra. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hi. I'm Sandra, and thanks for taking my call, too. I have a business. I'm the owner and pepper jelly maker at Grey Goose Gourmet, based in Wayne, Maine.
Okay, Grey Goose Gourmet pepper jelly. Sandra, I have to ask you, the only thing I've ever seen done with pepper jelly is spread on cream cheese on a cracker. Do you have another idea for it?
Well, first, that is definitely the most favorite and most popular way everyone's using pepper jellies. But pepper jelly is so versatile because of the peppers and the vinegar in it and so on. It's a great base or marinade for chicken and pork, seafood. My gosh, it can flavor your yogurt, put on oatmeal, put in your smoothies. They can be dessert jellies. I mean, it's endless what you can do with pepper jelly.
It sounds like we need to be using pepper jelly as a mystery ingredient at Feud sometime soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Sandra, thanks so much for calling in. And I hope that you have a great holiday season with Grey Goose Gourmet Pepper Jelly. We do have to go to a quick break. If you'd like to call and talk about a Maine-made product, our number is 1-800-399-3566. If you have trouble getting through, or even if you don't, go ahead and post a picture, maybe a web link on our Facebook page. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do Otelco, formerly OTT Communications, from phones to fiber, serving Maine businesses for more than a century, otelco.com. And Highland Green of Topsom, proudly supporting Saturday Afternoon Opera, which airs tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. on Maine Public Classical.
It's not a secret. Parenting is hard. But maybe we shouldn't put so much pressure on ourselves.
To get to good outcomes, sometimes you do better by not worrying about outcomes at all.
what it means to raise a human. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR.
Join us Sunday morning at 11 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio. The Grow Together Fall membership drive was a great success, raising over $275,000 and welcoming over 825 new members from across the state and beyond. Thank you for doing your part. Member support allows Maine Public Radio to inspire, educate, and inform you and your community. Support from the community enables Maine Public to grow and expand the programs and services that you value. We'll all grow together. Thank you again for your generous support.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, our 7th annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. Joining me in the studio, Brian Kevin, who is editor-in-chief of Down East Magazine. Maddie Purcell is the founder of Fiud Kitchen and the producer of the Experience Maine gift guide. And Mary Alice Scott is the executive director of Portland Buy Local. We invite you to join the conversation. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to our Facebook page. On the line with us now, Melissa Kim, who is editorial director for Island Port Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I know that you have a few books to recommend. Have at it.
Okay. Well, I think books are not consumable, so they make great gifts that last. Consumables are great, too, but books are always a great thing. And at Island Port Press, we have books by Mainers and made by Mainers, so I think that counts for a great Maine gift. So a few to recommend for newborns and little ones, we've got a great pair of books that are alphabets and numbers, ABC Gulls and 1-2-3 Gulls, with some adorable seagulls done by a Peaks Island artist named Beth Rand. For slightly older kids, I think you really can't go wrong with a book by the legendary Maine artist Dolop Ipkar. I hope everyone's familiar with her wonderful paintings. She also did lots of children's books. And a few classics we have by her are called The Cat at Night and My Wonderful Christmas Tree, which is a really beautiful Christmas gift to give. Another Christmassy book, a lovely house gift, I think, is a book we have called Christmas in Maine. So that's it was a long ode poem by Robert Tristram Coffin. He was a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, and he wrote this in 1941. And we asked another Portland artist named Blue Butterfield to make some woodblock prints and sort of reimagine the writing from him, it's a beautiful set. And I think that makes a lovely gift. We also have, I think nothing is more Maine right now, if I'm allowed to do this, then we have a book by Senator Angus King. So now that he's been reelected, I can say with safety that, you know, he'll be with us for a little while. And so we have a book called A Senator's Eye, Celebrating Maine, Washington, and the Joys of Scraping the Windshield. It's a kind of interesting photographic book. It's broken into four sections, and it really came out of he has an Instagram account that got very, very popular. And so, you know, he said maybe this could be a book. So it's in four sections, some Maine life, and then a little behind the scenes look at life on the hill, on the road, sort of his travels all over the place, and then favorite Maine places. So that's, I think, another nice gift for Mainers who would like to have a look at not just what it's like here, but what it's like, you know, for Mainers looking abroad. And one, our very latest book that we've just had come out is called Wayfarer. It's a memoir by James Rockefeller Jr. So that's a nice book, I think, for history buffs. It really, it's a look at, I think, the changing century and also armchair. I love it too. Jim has a real passion for anything with planes and boats and engines, and he's sailed his way around the world and flown all over the place. So that's sort of an interesting memoir about, you know, from the sort of Gilded Age all the way through to here. And he was one of the co-founders of Owl's Head Transportation Museum. And you can really feel his sense of adventure. It's a really charming, charming book, which I would recommend for people who like that kind of thing.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. That's Melissa Kim, the editorial director for Island Port Press, which, of course, is a Maine press. And speaking of books, Nancy Harmon Jenkins posted on our Facebook page, I was actually thinking that books by Maine writers are truly made in Maine. And we have so many fine writers in our state, from poets to novelists to essayists to even self-help. But poets and essayists especially. Susan Shetterly is one I'm currently reading. And then there are food writers, Kathy Gunst, Sandra L. Oliver, Christine Burns Ruta-Levage, just to name a few. Buy a book by a Maine food writer and then make something from the book and you'll have Made in Maine twice order. And I'd like to add personally that Nancy is being modest because she herself has a number of cookbooks that are wonderful.
Can I give a shout to some kids' books just because I'm a parent of two little ones, and if you know people who are in my scenario, you will hopefully know that what they kind of don't want is like a bunch more plastic junk. Books, you know, some of the Island Port ones, the Dollar Vip card, we have all of those, are terrific. We shouted out a guy on the current issue who's from Kennebunk. Have you talked to this guy? His name's Ryan T. Higgins. He is a recently New York Times best-selling children's author and illustrator with a book called We Don't Eat Our Classmates, which is about a little dinosaur learning an important lesson, and has a Christmas book coming out in this series that he has called the Bruce series, about like sort of a misanthropic bear, and they're really nicely drawn. The guy seems really cool, and I have to say that my buddy Spose, if you guys know Ryan Spose, the rapper from Maine, has his first children's book out as of a few weeks ago, which is called Pinecone Pete Is Not Impressed, and it's delightful.
Oh, that's great, and we will be talking about books even more in our upcoming Best and Overlooked Books of the Year program, which is coming up next. Oh, it's Friday, December 7th, I believe. Don't pin me down on that. But I believe I don't have our calendar memorized. That's when it's coming up.
I had another Maine book.
Yeah.
It's called Strange Maine, True Tales from the Pine Tree State. And it's actually written by somebody here in Portland at Green Hand Bookshop. And if you buy it at Green Hand, she can sign it for you.
And one of my favorites that just came out for Maine giftable books is the Gelato Fiasco book by the owners and Cynthia Finnemore Simons. It's just the cover alone is a gift. But then getting into the recipes and, you know, it's always a good time to be thinking about gelato. So that's one of my favorites right now.
It's always a good time, no matter how cold it is out there. We'll go to Liz, who's calling from Harpswell. Hi, Liz. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm thinking another experience that people might enjoy, especially at this time of the year, is a massage. There are tons of massage therapists in Maine, and they're easy to find, and most of us sell gift certificates too. So if you know somebody who is too busy to take care of themselves, that's something to look at.
Liz, thank you. I think all three of our guests agree.
I'm ready.
There's also a Thai yoga massage, which is like having someone apply yoga to you rather than you having to like exert yourself to do yoga. So check that one out. So Ashley Flowers in Portland offers that.
And I think one of the alternative relaxation experiences you could do is in Portland, there's Float Harder, which is the sensory deprivation tanks, game changer. And they have packages there that could be applied for anyone who needs a little relaxation on your list.
Someone gave me that as a gift last year, and it was well received.
A float session?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so you liked it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a person who has trouble turning my brain off, and so it was a really good 90 minutes. You can have music playing. There's something like 1,000 pounds of salt in one bath. And so you feel weightless. It's very meditative, very relaxing. Yeah.
Those guys are a 2018 Best of Maine winner, I think, and our food editor is a huge fan. Mm-hmm. He goes all the time.
Interesting. Liz, thanks for calling. We have an email from Pamela. Though I'm not an artist, I own a shop in Kennebunk that is 100% dedicated to showcasing only Maine artisans. It is called Found. You can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, Found in Kennebunk, Maine, or online at foundinmaine.me. Good luck to you this season, Pamela. We'll go to Constantino calling from Westbrook. Hi, Constantino. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jennifer, to you and your guests. Yes, I would like to say for those that are looking to eat a little lighter and a little healthier during the holiday season, which we all try to do, that Blue Mango Veggie Burgers are available throughout Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts at Hannaford Brothers, Whole Foods, and lots of specialty shops, and tons of restaurants.
All right, Constantino, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Sarah, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to announce that I have a new store up in Wiscasset's Original General Store, and it's dedicated to Maine-made products and staying true to the spirit of a general store. I have a little bit of everything from Vina's Fizz House Infusions, as well as Southpaw Farm Salsas, Lulu Ceramics from South Portland, as well as neighboring states. products, also Courier camp mugs, Hills and Trails clothing, and all sorts of graphic design products, as well as things from Maine College of Art graduates. So I'm excited. We've only been open for a month. Looking forward to having visitors as they're coming to the Booth Bay Gardens aglow. Thank you.
Great. And Sarah, Little Maine Mercantile in Wiscasset, how's it going so far?
It's been wonderful. It's a beautiful snowy day up there today. People bustling around getting their Christmas shopping done early.
Great. Go ahead.
You know, I think the proliferation of places like this, and good on you, that focus on Maine merchants is so illustrative of like what a terrific brand and like depth of talent we have. Just a resource to, if you go to mainemade.com, the folks who run the Made Maine, the state-funded sort of thing, they have a really nice directory of shops along these lines that are selling all Maine-made products. And it's a really, they recently updated their website, and it's a really good resource for that sort of thing.
Thanks, Sarah, for calling in. I'm going over to Gouldsboro and Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
It's snowing here, too.
I was going to ask you for a weather report at the end, but give one right at the beginning. There you go.
It's actually picking up quite a bit now. We have a farm here called Dorothea Farm, and it's an organic farm. We've been here 41 years, and 30 years ago we started a mail order business. And so it's grown and grown and grown. We have about 23 items. We make everything here, and it's all organic, and we make wreaths, centerpieces, kissing balls, shortbread cookies, fruitcake, jams, jellies, gift baskets.
Oh my goodness! So
the best one is a sleigh ride. You can buy a sleigh ride through the mail order, and then wait for snow and come down and have a sleigh ride.
So, Dorothea Farm, Cynthia, what is your When are you the busiest?
Oh, we're busy all year long. We've just started our mail order, and that's very, very busy. But of course, all summer we have a CSA. We sell to farmers markets. We have a store here on the farm. We raise animals, and so we're straight out all the time.
Straight out all the time. Well, thank you so much for calling in, telling us about.
Thank you for doing the show. It's great to hear all the other people in Maine who are doing wonderful things.
Well, it is, isn't it? I mean, there's so much creative energy in Maine. It's sort of, you know, you sort of know it's out there, but have a program like this one or try to put together one of the lists that you all put together, and it really is astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what Brian was saying, it really contributes, I think, all of the little people who are running their own shops or even running their own businesses, it really contributes to the brand overall, to the state, and makes us feel more unique, like we're totally different than any other state, and makes it really, I think, attracts people who want to visit and live here. So it's good on all of those people who are doing it and making our state so special.
We'll go to Becky, who's calling from Wildwood Oyster Company. Hi, Becky. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. I have the perfect gift for any woman that loves being on the water. I created a necklace and handbag of Oyster Co., and everything is inspired by Saltaire. So the necklaces and bags are made out of genuine leather and authentic dock line. So they have this really cool nautical feel without being too cheesy. They're really fashionable and unique, and everyone that wears them always tells me how many compliments they get.
That's great. Becky, you're kind of cutting in and out on your cell phone. So please, please, please post a picture and a link on our Facebook page so we can make sure and get Wildwood Oyster Company onto the list. We'll go to Sarah Baldwin, who's calling from Bella Luna Toys. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask you, what are some tips to keep in mind when buying toys for kids? I mean, I know that if it's somebody that you're sort of like mad at, you can buy a really noisy toy for their kid. But other than that, what kind of guidance do you have?
Well, we don't sell too many noisy toys at Bella Luna Toys. We specialize in kind of wooden, traditional, more old-fashioned toys. The toys we sell that make sounds or musical instruments. So we sell nothing electronic, nothing battery-operated, but we also specialize in toys that are made in Maine and New England.
What are some suggestions you have for good Maine-made toys for the little ones?
One of our most popular items made in Maine during the holidays is a wooden toy play kitchen, which is great for encouraging imaginative play. It's made up in the northern woods of Maine. And we also carry a number of wooden toy vehicles, trucks and trains and boats, wooden toy sailboat, a wooden toy lobster boat that are also made in Maine.
Well, that's wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for calling. Sarah Baldwin, the owner of Bella Luna Toys. Addie, you like the idea of a wooden toy kitchen, don't you?
Oh, I would love to put that together. And for the experience side of it, too, I mean, we are not starved for great children's gifts in Maine. One that comes to mind is the Children's Museum in Portland or the Maine Discovery Museum in Bangor. The Portland one has an annual membership, and the Bangor one, Maine Discovery Museum, has overnight rentals, so you can go spend a night in the museum, which I wish I had done when I was a kid.
Oh, great birthday party.
I love memberships to things as gifts, actually. Mm. And then not only because you can get them on December 23rd, magazine subscriptions too, by the way, but because it is, it's this thing you're going to enjoy like the whole rest of the year. And like I said way earlier, it's a way of saying like, hey, I know you. Mm. I know what you like.
Yeah.
I have to say, you can become a member of Portland by Local. We offer citizen membership. So if you feel like supporting the culture of all of these local businesses and ensuring that Portland businesses and Portland local independent businesses are supported, you can become a member of Portland by Local too.
We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Maine Calling. We'll be right back with the Made in Maine gift guide.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do Martins Point Healthcare, dedicated to providing the highest quality care and coverage to the people of Maine and New Hampshire, offering Generations Advantage, the only Medicare Advantage plan ranked 5 stars by Medicare in the state. Learn how you can enroll at generationsadvantage.com and Float Harder Relaxation Center, flotation therapy, because self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. More at floatharder.com.
The fishing industry has regulations to help protect species from overfishing, but what are some of the consequences?
It leads to consolidation in the fishery, which we've seen.
You know, the results are not all bad, contrary to what, you know, what some people say.
On Next from the New England News Collaborative, we'll learn about how fishery management has shaped every part of the industry, from ecosystems to small business owners. Plus, we'll explore lessons learned from the life and death of former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Please join us.
Coming up shortly at 2 o'clock after Maine Calling, here on Maine Public Radio.
It's not a secret. Parenting is hard. But maybe we shouldn't put so much pressure on ourselves.
To get to good outcomes, sometimes you do better by not worrying about outcomes at all.
What it means to raise a human. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR.
Join us Sunday morning at 11 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio.
And welcome back. This is Maine Calling, and this is the 7th annual Made in Maine gift guide. My guests, Maddie Purcell, who is founder of Fiud Kitchen and the producer of the Experience Maine gift guide, which highlights the variety and quality of giftable experiences right here in Maine. Mary Alice Scott, executive director of Portland by Local, and Brian Kevin, editor-in-chief of Down East Magazine. Join our conversation, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. And even more importantly, and even after the broadcast is over, please feel free to go onto our Facebook page. There's a post today about today's program, and people are putting under the comments section all sorts of information about their products. We love it if you put a picture, love it if you put a web link. Eventually, in just a few days, we'll have a whole list of everybody who's called in, emailed in, and posted on Facebook. We're going to go to Rob, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
I understand Maine Calling has some meaning in your life beyond what it means to other people.
So it really does. I had been kicking around the idea of developing family games because I enjoy playing games with my family. And listening to this very show 2 years ago, I guess it would have been 5th edition, and hearing the stories of all the incredible makers around Maine inspired me to finally take the leap. and develop my game company, which today is called Down East the Dealer. And so I wanted to share with your listeners a new game that we have this year called Yankee Swap, which is a really fun, goofy party-style game, which is designed to be sort of inclusive so that if you have a bunch of folks over for dinner, you know, you don't have to be a seasoned gamer to really enjoy the game. And like the other game that we produce, it's very much Maine-inspired. It's the game of gifting and re-gifting, competitive gifting. and all the characters in the game are Mainers. So it's very much born in parts of this gift program.
Oh, my gosh, Rob, it's so wonderful to hear that and so wonderful to hear that you've been so successful with it. I love the name Yankee Swap. I mean, you really, you just hear the name of the game and you know you want to play, or it brings back some memories of some parties you really don't want to remember. But you all know Rob.
Yeah, so Rob is a member of Fortland by Local, and he's in our gift guide, and it's a really great, both of his games are really spectacular, just really fun, and I totally, like, I heard the name Yankee Swap, and I just had visions of feeling extremely competitive, and I was like, what a perfect thing to translate into a game.
I know we carry this in the Downey store, and I haven't played it yet, but I know there's people in the building who think it's great. I love the design, Rob. Every time I walk past the box, it makes me smile.
Rob, thank you and congratulations. Good luck this season. We'll move on. We're going to go to Lori, who's calling from Livermore. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm calling not only for my own business, which is Bear Mountain Crochet in Livermore, but also because I'm the captain of the Etsy Maine team. And we have over 690 members scattered throughout the state from Kittery to Fort Kent that create incredible items from jewelry and soaps and personal care items to wooden creations and ornaments, stoneworks, taking vinyl records and repurposing them. And the list just goes on and on and on.
You know, for people who don't know, Etsy is an online marketplace for people who are craftspeople or have something to sell on a smaller scale. What does it mean to be captain of the Etsy Maine team? If I went to Etsy's website and I typed in Maine, would I have a special section for people who are making in Maine?
Exactly. If you type in Maine team, you can use all one word or you can use it as two words in the search bar. And when you go to Etsy.com, currently you're going to find over 11,000 items that are made by people who have their shops in their homes. Some of them have gone on and actually do this as a full-time job, whether it's creating recyclable clothing or craft supplies or, you know, ornaments. We have vendors, shops who create a beautiful jewelry out of shell casings from bullets and rag rugs and remade clothing. It's just an unbelievable array of products that we have. Again, that, you know, we all work and with each other and support each other and promote each other. We've done shows around the state, and we're just so pleased to be able to show everyone that Maine has some incredible talent.
Laura, you mentioned that some people are now being able to do what they do, they used to do as an avocation, now full time. I'm guessing that Etsy's really been transformative for people, especially in rural Maine, where there's not a big shopping district in their community.
Exactly. We're able to go ahead and sort of put our Maine-made stamp on a variety of products and ship them all over not only the country but all over the world with the quality that we have here. And Maine makes up so – we have so many micro businesses of people that have just their – cells that make these creations, or one or two people, they're able to work out of their homes, and Etsy just helps to facilitate that so that we can go ahead and open the main door, so to speak, of our little micro mini brick and mortar type shops in our own homes to the world.
Brian.
Do you get the sense, Lori, that we have, if you are able to see some of the numbers behind the Etsy curtain, like an outsized number of makers and artisans in the state for our tiny little population? It sure feels that way, as we were saying earlier.
Right. We, like I said, I happen to be the captain. There are many shops that are here in Maine that are on Etsy that happen not to be part of the Etsy main team. So I would say we certainly have more than 1,000 different individual shops that produce items. We have, like I said, almost 700 members just on our team itself.
Lori, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck to you and all the other members of the Etsy main team this holiday season. I hope it's a good year for you. An email from Lisa. I would like to suggest that someone could purchase gift tickets to DePonte String Quartet concert. They are truly made in Maine. They all live in Maine, and they tour the state with concerts and educational outreach. They originally came to Maine in the early 1990s on a rural outreach grant from the NEA, and they have been here performing as a quartet ever since. CDs are also available.
That's a great suggestion. I started seeing them probably when I was 6 or 7, and you know, every few years since then, they're just incredible musicians, and that would be a gift that could be appreciated by a lot of different art lovers.
Karen writes in an email, don't forget the winter's farmers markets like the one at Fort Andros in Brunswick on Saturday mornings with 45 vendors. In addition to farm products and prepared foods, there are home goods, personal care, clothing, many kinds of art. So thanks for that.
Crafting shows and things, of which come in hard and heavy in November and December if you really want to get deep into the belly of the beast.
Well, is that what we're calling gift shopping now?
Brian has a bit of a different take on the holiday season than the rest of us.
Well, just that's where the really serious crafting people go.
Dennis and Thompson. Hi, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing today, Jennifer?
Great.
What a great show.
Thank you.
Well, listen, on such a day as this, I couldn't help myself. I have to call up and tell everyone to go check out the MaineMaidenOnline.com website. She sells and produces her own fashions in-house, sews every hat, every hoodie, and her texting gloves are over the top. And everything that she does with her fashion, she sort of incorporates faux fur, which is kind of warm and cozy this time of year. And so I thought people should know about it.
Great. The Maine Maiden. I like it. Thanks so much for calling in, Dennis.
And you're welcome. And everyone, enjoy the holidays.
Thank you. We're going to move on to Melissa calling from Biddeford. Hi, Melissa. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So we have a unique small family business. My mom has an olive farm in southern Greece, and we import olive oil, olives, and herbs to Maine, where we combine our farm ingredients with local ingredients and handcraft our Greek gourmet product line. So we have our own family estate olive oil, drizzling oils, balsamic, lemon, red wine vinegar. We make with our own wild herbs that we harvest. We have fresh, low-sodium olives that we grind in Maine with our family estate olive oil.
Great. Melissa,
lemon.
Tell me again the name of the company, the business?
It's Daphne Greek Gourmet.
Yum.
So Daphne is my mom. It's her olive trees and recipes. So that's the connection to the brand. So.
Thank you for calling in, and good luck this holiday season. We have an email from Serge. I just finished my 52nd year operating Leros Gallery in Blue Hill. We have old maps and prints and old paintings of Maine. They make wonderful gifts.
Cool.
Brian is nodding.
That's not an old map. That's really cool. I like that.
Okay, so I want Maddie to bring us out of this program some unique experiences that people may not have thought of, but they know there's somebody in their life that these would be perfect for.
All right. So, yeah, we do have quite a few on our list that are, you know, well-known across the state, like Maine foodie tours, for example. But three of the ones that you might not have thought you could gift. The first one is an axe throwing lesson at the Axe Pit Gym in Westbrook.
I 100% want that.
You know where to find it. The second one is scenic flights with Acadia Air Tours. They are surprisingly affordable. Depending on what you do, it starts at $37, which is way less than I would have expected.
My kids impromptu because it's such a bargain. So fun.
Yeah. And then the third one I'll mention is ice climbing adventures with the Acadia Mountain Group. They do them in Bangor and Acadia. And so if you know someone outdoorsy who like wants to take it to the next level, I can't imagine a better gift than that.
Well, thank you all so much for being here. That was Maddie Purcell, founder of Fiyud Kitchen and the producer of the Experience Maine Gift Guide, Marielle Scott, the executive director of Portland Buy Local, and Brian Kevin, the editor-in-chief of Down East Magazine. Don't forget to check in with our website or Facebook page in a few days to see these all in a really lovely list. Sandra Harris ran the board today. The music was composed by Mike Jandreau. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.